Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
We're talking about diabetes today. And in the first part of the show, if you're just tuning in, we talked about type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes. And type 1 is an autoimmune condition where your body is attacking the beta cells, part of the pancreas called the islets of Langerhans. And the body is attacking the beta cells that produce the insulin. And then, so the cells can't produce insulin, and that's type 1 diabetes. Type 2 is when you're producing insulin, but the cells aren't allowing the insulin to work. So what happens is insulin goes into a cell and unlocks it like a key and opens up the cell and allows sugar in. So if you have too much insulin, the cells become resistant to the insulin because it can't allow sugar to just keep dumping into the cells, and that's called type 2 diabetes or insulin resistance. So for type 1 diabetes, there is no cure. People with type 1 diabetes don't produce the insulin, so they have to be regularly, they have to inject it into their body on a regular basis. Now, some people take injections into soft tissue, such as their arm or their buttocks, several times a day. Other people might use an insulin pump, and that just gives you a steady amount going into the body. Now, here's the thing with type 1 diabetes. One of my secretaries, he has type 1 diabetes, and he doesn't mind me talking about him. And he played semi-pro hockey. He was in amazing shape. I mean, just, you know, all muscle. But he had type 1 diabetes. And when he first started working for us, he was just kind of a rebel. And he wasn't taking good care of himself. And just working with us for a while, he started learning what to do. He received chiropractic care, of course, which opens up the nerve supply to the organs. When you adjust someone, it not only helps with back pain, but opens up the nerve supply that controls the organs. So we started doing that. We got him on a good diet. He started taking Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source, which is the minimum supplements everybody should be taking every day. And he went from 5 shots a day to 1 to 3 shots a day. So even as a type 1 diabetic, once he got his diet and his health under control, he reduced the amount of insulin dramatically. So he was thrilled. He has to test less, which saves him money. He has to use less insulin, which saves him money. So he says, I'm saving a ton of money by getting healthy. I said, that's exactly it. It's so much less expensive to be healthy than it is to be sick. So whether it's diabetes or obesity or back pain or neck pain or acid reflux, it's so much easier to get well and stay well. And patients tell us all day, every day, I can't afford not to come see you. Because when I get adjusted, I work harder, I'm a better mother, I'm a better father, I'm a better child, I'm a better student, I'm a better boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is. Because the body is healthier. So we work on a nervous system. We want to make sure that all the nerves are working the best they can by unpinching them, by manipulating, putting the bones back in place through adjustments. We want to make sure your diet is right. And yet, eating healthy is so much less expensive. I went to dinner the other night. There's a big restaurant in Atlanta called Canoe. And a radiology group took us out to dinner. And everybody else was having steak and shrimp and Caesar salad and wine. And I had a glass of seltzer. And I said, I'm vegan. And so they said, no problem. Most high-end restaurants are better to deal with. And they brought me this great plate of veggies. Everybody at the table and the other table, oh my gosh, well, oh, that looks so good. And it was asparagus and spinach and mushrooms and carrots. And I felt great. After the meal, I felt great. I slept great. Next day, I spoke to some of my friends. Oh my God, I was so full. That steak, it was a big piece of steak and it wasn't cooked very well and was kind of rare. And they were like, wow, I'm just so full and so bloated. I didn't feel good. I felt better. My meal was a fraction of the cost of everybody else's. So why wouldn't I do that? Now, I didn't have steak and shrimp, which of course means nothing to me at this point in my life, but I felt great and it was so much less expensive. So if you go to a restaurant, here's a little trick I want you to do. Cover up the food, look at the prices. Look at nothing but the prices. Pick the cheapest thing on the menu. Almost always, it's the healthiest thing on the menu. So it's so much less expensive. A salad is so much less expensive than a hamburger. Now you think, well, I can never give up meat. I can never give up dairy products. I hear that, believe me, all day, every day. Where do you get your protein? Also, it's ridiculous stuff. But anyway, I feel great when I eat this way.
I also see a lot of people, you mentioning it being cheaper, a lot of people make the argument that like healthier food is more expensive. Like I go to this fancy grocery store, that fancy grocery store, and I'm looking for this healthy,
vegan alternative.
Yeah, exactly. And I just ran across somebody talking about it the other day, and they pointed out their receipt stacked against another receipt. And the other receipt was covered with like all these alternatives and like these fancy vegan butters and things mm-hmm. like that. And their receipt was just produce. It was just produce and a few things from a couple of the inner aisles. And it was like half as much.
It's crazy how inexpensive it is. Yeah.
And if you get the pre-made stuff, that's also what gets so expensive.
Yeah.
Just take an extra 20 minutes at home and make a salad yourself instead of buying a salad kit, and you'll save like $3 or $4.
Yeah. And the people that buy pre-cut fruit.
Oh my God, that drives me nuts.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it's already going bad. As soon as you cut it, it starts going bad, right?
The enzymes are pretty much dead by the time you get it and eat it.
But even if you do that, let's assume you're buying veggie burgers as opposed to meat burgers. I think a pound of meat, I don't know how much a pound of meat costs, haven't had meat in several decades. Let's say $8, okay? You can buy a lot of veggie burgers for $8. Pre-formed, pre-made, high-end, top of the line, you can buy a lot more veggie burgers than you can buy meat burgers. And so, yeah, the lettuce and maybe the organic might be a little more expensive, but overall, everyone who does it, and I've been doing this again for decades now, everyone who does it says, Dr. Joe, I'm amazed how much more money I have at the end of the week. So whether it's health reasons you want to do it or you want to save money and you're cheap, I don't care. You know, there was a song way before you guys were born by Aletha Adams. And one of the lines in the song is, I don't care how you get here, just get here. And that's it. I don't care what motivates you. Once you do it, everybody wins. You feel great. You'll probably live longer. You'll lose weight. Your love life will improve. Your digestion gets better. There's no downside to it. So here's my challenge. I give you a challenge every week. Do what I say for 2 weeks. I want you to go to our website, drjoe.com, and listen to a show we did called The 7 Deadly Sins of Nutrition. Those are alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. Just type in the search bar, 7 Deadly Sins. It'll come up. That's a video we did many years ago, actually way out in California on this big group that we had. And then type in, so what can I eat? And that's going to tell you what you can eat. And I want you to follow that advice for, you know what, not even 2 weeks. Do it for a week. At the end of a week, go back to your old diet. See how you feel. You will be amazed how much better you feel. And just like my employee, who type 1 diabetic, did some simple changes in his life, saving so much money, feeling great, probably added a ton of years to his life because type 1 diabetes can be pretty serious. Even you increase your risk of heart disease and other issues when you have diabetes. So there's no downside to doing this. And the first book that I wrote called Eating Right for the Health of It tells you how to change your diet. It's all about, it has recipes, it has breakfast, lunches, dinner, snacks, clean out your pantry. It's all there. So there's no reason why you can't do this stuff and do it for a week. And if you don't like it, go back. It's just that simple. No one's ever gone. Well, people have gone back, but then they regret it and then they go back again. So, but you can do it. Anyway, I digress. We're talking about diabetes today. So let's talk about some things that you can do, ways to prevent diabetes. Now, I should be able to just change the title of this section of the show. Instead of ways to prevent diabetes, ways to be healthy. Because everything we're going to talk about is really about just being healthy, and that's going to help control the blood sugar and the insulin production and your immune system. So step one would be what? Of course, cut out your refined carbs. That's pretty simple. Refined carbs are what? Breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, and pastas. There's your refined carbs. Eating sugary foods, refined carbs, puts an added risk to individuals, and it really puts you on the fast track to develop diabetes. Your body rapidly breaks down these foods into these small sugar molecules, which are absorbed into your bloodstream. And the resulting rise in the blood sugar stimulates the pancreas to produce insulin, and then you start having your problems because the cells become insulin resistant. People with prediabetes, the body cells are resistant to the cell insulin's action already. They're starting to get there, and you're just going to kind of push it over the edge. So over time, if you have prediabetes, just higher blood sugar, slightly higher, it's probably going to become full-blown diabetes. So it's not hard to do this, folks. It's really easy. Work out. Get moving. Now, I personally don't like going to the gym. I get bored. So what I'll do is I set up a yoga mat in my living room, pop on YouTube and put on a yoga video, and for 30 minutes I might do some yoga. I love to go for walks right outside my one office in Marietta. There's a huge park right near Life University, and I love to go out there just by myself, go for a walk, maybe an hour, And then you're out in the nature too. And that's really, if you're going to work out, the best thing to do is be outside, because you're getting so many more benefits from being outside. You're breathing fresh air. It's calming to the body. It helps bring down blood pressure. So if you can get outside, that's really what you want to do.
And we filmed had a little conversation about that when you got back, and you had said something about the water and how that helps if you can hike near water.
Oh, yes, that's right. Yeah. So anyway, we're right outside my office. There's a stream that runs through. It's called Rottenwood Creek. It's a beautiful stream. And you feel like you're in North Georgia mountains. It's so pretty. And so I love to hike along the water, because what happens is when water flows, water falls, the ocean, it produces something called negative ions. Now, negative ions neutralize a lot of toxins in the body, and which are positively charged. And so that's why when you're near water, you feel good. So just walking is great. Walking around negative ions is even better still. And if you can walk on an uneven surface, that's even better still. And the reason I say that is when you're walking on an uneven surface, like in the woods, as opposed to walking on pavement, your body has to send so many more neurological impulses up into your brain to balance you so you don't fall or trip. And so that's really good for your brain as well.
So would like sand and the beach work for that as well?
Sand and the beach is the best, because it's called grounding. Now, some people may argue this point, but there's no harm in doing it. When you walk barefoot, especially around water, you're absorbing negative ions from the earth, and that's called grounding. So if you could walk barefoot on your lawn, of course, don't have pesticides on your lawn, or even just walking barefoot is great, outside is wonderful. Walking on a beach, like Sierra just said, is the best of all worlds, because it's uneven, it puts a lot of stress on your body, so it really is great for you, plus the negative ions are there.
So the doctor just prescribed a beach trip is what I'm hearing.
That's what you're hearing? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you find me the time off.
Road trip? You got to talk to the...
You got to give us some time off. To the beach.
Go walk along Rottenwood Creek, take your shoes off. Yeah, so it's right outside the office. So. I have a stream in my backyard, actually. And when I bought the house, the stream was there, and I love it. Like on rainy days when the water really flows, oh man, open up the windows. I just love that sound, but I also like the way it feels too. So yeah, water is a great way to work out. So you don't have to necessarily hit the gym, but whatever works best for you. We're talking about Eric Von Hessler, one of my coworkers here at the station. He was pretty chubby when we first started working together. And what he does now, I'd like to think that maybe I had a little push there. He walks around the studio at every break. And we're on the air about 35 minutes an hour when we're doing a regular show. So you have 25 minutes. So at his breaks, he walks around the studio. And he's timed himself how long it takes him to get back to the studio on time. And he's as thin as I am now. And it's amazing. And he feels great.
He looks great.
Doesn't he look great?
He looks great.
I know. And it's sad when you're old and people say, you look good for your age. That's a bad sign. But he does look great, and he says he just cut down on the amount of food he was eating, cut down on the junk food, so he's not vegan, or, you know, not as extreme as I am, and we all are. But he feels great, and he looks great, and his show got better. And I told him, you know, because we're friends, I said, listen, you know, since you've been doing this, your shows have even gotten better. He was always great. I think he's better still now. So everything changes when you take care of yourself. So again, we're talking about how to prevent diabetes right now, but it really should just say how to be healthy. So walking is one of the best things you can do. Garrett said earlier, drinking water is a really good thing. That should be your primary beverage. So what's happening is, if you stick with water most of the time, it helps you avoid the beverages that are high in sugars, preservatives, artificial sweeteners. I know we've done shows on artificial sweeteners, how dangerous they are. So water should be your drink. Now, I have a whole house water filter. What's the name of the company I use?
Pure Life Water GA.
Okay, so Pure Life Water GA, that's their website.
That's the website.
Okay, purelifewaterga.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. And that's the one I use, because people say, what do you use in your house? Now, it's a whole house water filter. It filters every drop of water in my house. And the reason I like that is not just the water that I drink or I cook with, but what happens when I take a shower. If I take a warm shower or a hot shower, that's the equivalent of absorbing enough chlorine from drinking 8 glasses of water. And chlorine is an antibiotic, and it can affect the bacteria in your colon. I mean, we use chlorine gas in Vietnam, against the enemies. But a little bits of chlorine building up in the body over time can be an issue. So I'm not a big fan of chlorine. Even if you swim in a pool, I recommend you get out and shower right away. Get that chlorine off your body. But I drink my house, every drop of water in my house is pure. So if I take a shower, if I take a bath, even if I have a toilet with water in it, it can be evaporating some chemicals. Now, it's probably not that big a deal, a little bit of evaporation from your toilet. But I want to do everything I possibly can to get well and stay well. So that's why drinking purified water is the best. I have to laugh when people buy bottled water. I still can't understand that. You can get a filter, which is a little expensive, but it pays for itself multiple times over time. So it'd be a good idea to get that. Like I said, they're not cheap, but they work real well.
What do you recommend for people who are in apartments? I keep meaning to ask you this every time you talk about.
And you've never asked me.
I know. I've never asked you, but I think about it, and now yes. I have the time.
Yes. At least get an under-counter filter, you know, at least for your kitchen sink. Now, maybe it's not going to affect the shower. Now, you can get shower filters as well. You can put a shower filter on right on the head, and you can use that and then get an underwater sink. So everything you – the water you drink, the things you wash your vegetables with, make soups with, and cook with, then you got the pure water that way.
Do you think the under the sink is better than the little screw-on one that you put on the faucet?
Okay. Yeah. The screw-on one is okay, but you want something bigger than that, something better than that, something stronger than that would be the right word, I guess, yeah.
Something that's more than one step.
Yes, exactly. More than one step. Now, anything is better than nothing, but – if you're going to do it right.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And a lot of the companies, even I know Pure Life does it, but a lot of the companies that do home water filters will do a deal where they'll come and move it for you. If you move out, they'll come and help move it to the new house and reinstall
it. That's true too, yeah.
So, even if you are in an apartment, I wouldn't suggest like a whole, you know, even if you're renting a house, like I wouldn't suggest getting a whole house filter because that is a lot of work to get that installed.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they'll do all the work, but to have it moved is, you know, but just to put an osmosis underneath the sink.
Yeah.
Should be easy.
It's pretty easy. And you could just move it when you move. So, which is really great. And it's worth it because we need to drink more water, and water is such an intricate part of our lives. So we really want to make sure we're only using the pure stuff. Again, why not do it? And you know, going back to that, it's so much less expensive to be healthy than it is to be sick. If you develop a disease, God forbid, it's going to cost a lot of money for treatment, and it's going to cost a lot of money in time, in missing work, in family, time away from family, stress. So just try to stay healthy the best you can, and you do that by having a normally functioning nervous system, that's chiropractic care, normally functioning digestive system, and a good diet. And I tell people, if you're not willing to do anything we talk about, and we talk about a lot of things on this show, we have over 1,000 hours of podcasts, well over, I've got to figure out how many hours we have, well over 1,000 by now. If you're not willing to do anything, at least take supplements. It's quick, it's easy, it's inexpensive. The supplements I take every day, I always take Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. And that's one of the things that helped my employee who had type 1 diabetes cut down his medications to about half by taking Super Greens and Essential Source. It's the minimum supplements you take every day. The two powders, I mix them together. They taste great. I mix it with coconut milk or almond milk. I couldn't imagine starting a day without this stuff. And people say, when's the best time to take it? I take it in the morning. I take all my supplements in the morning because I want to get that burst of energy to get me going. I don't drink coffee. I don't drink tea. So I take my supplements and I feel great. In fact, I got to be careful with the one supplement, nitric oxide, because if I take it, it just wipes me out. And Sierra, you were saying that tell us your nitric oxide story.
So, you know, I try to take my supplements at work, but sometimes I forget. So I was taking them right before we left. And I was dumping some out of the bottle, and I actually accidentally dumped out 4, and I was like, you know what? I'll just take it. I got home, and I was just like, I have to do something. I'm so energetic. I am so wired. I've never felt so focused.
She cleaned the whole house. It was incredible.
Yeah, Garrett was happy with that, he told me. In fact, he's putting in your food now every night. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Busting open those capsules.
That's right. Just
sprinkling it on the food.
Has
no flavor.
Water a little bit.
Yeah. The house looks great, by the way. Yeah. So that's one that I give you warnings with that, the nitric oxide. It gives me so much energy because it's a vasodilator. It opens up your blood vessels. And that's something that's really important for diabetics too, because the blood vessels can become weak. And if you have bad circulation or damaged circulatory system from diabetes, you could lead to things like gangrene and even amputation, which is a big issue. So one of the things I do recommend for diabetics is not only Super Greens and Essential Source, but nitric oxide. And I tell people, because here is about half the size of me. So I take 4 a day and I'm buzzing. So I can't imagine what you were like when you took that 4. So what I'd recommend you do is take one day, see how you do that day. Next day, take 2. Next day, take 3. Next day, take 4. So you can kind of build up to it, because that's one of the big issues that people have is that they feel too good. Now, every now and then, we'll have a patient get on Dr. Joe's supplement regimen. I take Super Green Essential Source, nitric oxide, B-complex, adrenal support, omega-3 fatty acids, which are really important for brain function, vitamin D. And when I put people on their protocol, we customize the protocol for everybody, they might say, Dr. Joe, I don't know, I feel weird. So your body might detoxify. Your body starts to cleanse itself of all the junk. The liver starts to clean up stored toxins in there. So very, very seldom does it happen, but that's actually a good sign. That you start feeling a little weird. That's the body just doing its job. So talking today about preventing diabetes, but also just staying healthy. If you smoke, just quit. I know it's hard. I have a lot of friends that have smoked over the years. Thank goodness smoking is becoming less and less popular. Never been a fan. but less and less people are doing it. But I know when you're addicted, it's really hard. So the thing I find with any addiction, whether it's alcohol or smoking or gambling or whatever it is, the brain needs more stimulation. It doesn't have as many dopamine receptor sites. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that's released in the brain, and it gives you pleasure. So we find there's a physical difference in people that are addicts with their brain. The brain doesn't have as many dopamine receptor sites. And so they need more outside stimulation to produce dopamine to get them high or give them pleasure. But what I find is when I get somebody's diet straightened out, when we give them the nutrients that they require, we give them the super greens, the essential source, the B complex, the adrenal supports, what happens is the body starts to produce its own dopamine or its own neurotransmitters, not just dopamine, and it starts to function more efficiently. So it's really kind of a cool thing. So when it comes to addicts, I always try to sit down with the person and say, what can we do to get you well? We also have to look at the digestive system. If you have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, your stomach might be pushed up into your diaphragm. And if the stomach is pushed up into the diaphragm, the stomach can't do its job. And one of the stomach's jobs is to break proteins into amino acids. And amino acids become neurotransmitters in the brain, like tryptophan becomes serotonin and tyrosine becomes dopamine. So you need the stomach working properly. So if you have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, folks, come see us. In the Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. We would love to do an evaluation with you. Let's check the nervous system. Let's check your diet. Let's check the digestive system. Take that proactive step. There's no downside to getting well. I still can't figure a downside out to getting well, except maybe, you know, steak and shrimp like we were talking about earlier. Some people might like that taste. But as far as health goes, as far as finances goes, as far as longevity goes, as far as capabilities to work, there's no downside to getting well. And it's really easy once you learn how. Nervous system, digestive system, and nutrition. And we do that at our offices. So if you ever want to come see us, go to our website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com, and you can book an appointment right online. Or better yet, just call us. Call the Marietta office. That's our main office. We have people answering the phone all day there. And set up an appointment to come see us. We work with most insurance companies, car accidents, lawyers. If there's a lawsuit, we work very closely. Most of the lawyers in town know who we are. The insurance companies know who we are. So a very good reputation of getting people well. And the only time we ever have problems is when patients don't do what we say. That's the only issue I've ever seen with patients. So it's not hard. It's relatively easy. And it's something I think you want to do. So go to our website, drjoe.com, and you can get that done. Other things you can do, not only to help diabetes, but to get well. We talked about the low-carb diet. That's important because you got to cut out the alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. But when I say sugar, we also talk about breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, and pastas. Is it hard to do? At first, yeah, it might take a little getting used to. I was at a dinner the other night, and this girl there was there, and she was saying, well, I could never give up my dairy products, and I just like to eat my carbohydrates, and I like my wine. She goes, and then I complain about being fat. And I said, well, okay, you just answered your own question. Of course, I couldn't say anything about it. But she kind of said, yeah, and so I complained about it. So you know the answer, which is more important to you. Was it Susan Summers said? Suzanne Summers, nothing tastes as good as skinny. And that's true. Nothing tastes as good as skinny. But it's not just being skinny. It's being healthy. So be careful with the amount, the breads and cookies and cakes. And once you stop eating so many of them, you start to feel better anyway. It may take time to transition out. I know one of my secretaries, she did a water fast for 3 days. A master cleanse, which is apple cider vinegar. And anyway, it's a way, basically liquid fast. And she, I'm going nuts. I said, by the third day, you're going to feel great. Trust me on this. And she did. So it always works out. Other things we can do to not only avoid diabetes, but to stay healthy, watch portion sizes. Be careful. If I go to a restaurant, I almost always, if I'm going with somebody who eats like I eat, I always say, let's just get one meal and split it. Because in most cases, if you get a Mexican meal or a Chinese meal or whatever it is, there's plenty of food there. In fact, there's an Ethiopian restaurant, which is my favorite restaurant in the Atlanta area, and I love it there. And I like to go with three people and order two meals because the food is just so much. And if it's two people and two meals, I walk out of it going, I ate too much. I feel sick. So it's okay to take stuff home. If you order a healthy dinner, you also have lunch then the next day.
My parents have started only eating off of salad plates and only getting one portion. So that's all that they can eat instead of getting the big dinner plates where you can fill it a lot fuller.
Perfect.
At home, they just eat off the little salad plates and it's helped them a lot.
Yeah, because it's a perception. I had a plate of whatever. It depends what the plate is. And then the other day I did this and it was shame on me. I made soup and it was great. If you listen to my shows, you know I love soup. And I made soup and I had one bowl left. And I thought, do I really want to put it in the refrigerator? Nah, I'm going to eat it. That whole day I felt awful. I had to get my stomach adjusted. I grabbed one of my doctors, Dr. Amy. I said, pull my stomach down. It's really aggravating me. And it took me a whole day to get over the fact I ate that extra soup. So remember, when you eat something, it takes 20 minutes to get the message from your stomach to your brain. And so wait 20 minutes before you eat more food. And then also, you got to get your vitamin D levels up for diabetes, but also for your immune system as well. Folks, we're out of time. If you have any questions, send them to me through the website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com. Our website has over 1,000 hours of podcasts on it, all the supplements we talked about, Super Green Central Source, B-Complex, digestive enzymes, vitamin D, all the other supplements we have are all on the website. Our books are there, drjoe.com. And if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, if you're ready to make an appointment, and I think you should, you can do it right online. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. Call the office if you have questions. We work with most insurance companies, car accidents, sports injuries, workers' comp injuries. We'll do everything we can to get you well and keep you well. We want to get the nervous system working. We want to get the digestive system working. And you want to get on a good diet. But the minimum supplements are what? Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. Folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. Sierra and Garrett here today, so we really appreciate that. The website, 24 hours a day, drjoe.com. Thanks for tuning in. Tell your friends about the show. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on a WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.